We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Trump.
I guess it depends what media.
Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue.
847 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A company in Harvey County makes an out-of-state purchase. I'll tell you what that is coming up. Entertainment in business news, Wichita Business Journal, editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted in the morning, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Federal prosecutors expect today to charge a man with the weekend tragedy. Nine people found dead in a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio.
Two.
Online enrollment open for Wichita Public Schools. First day of school less than a month away.
One.
President's son-in-law denies colluding with Russia. Jared Kushner says in a statement he has nothing to hide. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, we've got, well, a traffic project. They've got the eastbound ramp from Kellogg to northbound I-235. That is going to be closing. It will be closed for 2.5 months. That's closed today. Again, that's the eastbound ramp. From Kellogg eastbound to northbound I-235. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here on a Monday. Humid and sunny today with a high 97. Overnight tonight, low down to 74 under a partly cloudy sky. Sunny and hot again tomorrow, high Tuesday, 98. Right now in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 79 degrees here on KNSS. Hot Monday heading your way. 8:48 with Steve and Ted. A guy in China breathing a little better. Doctors removed. What did they remove from his throat? A bottle cap. Apparently he had accidentally swallowed it while opening a beer with his teeth.
Ah, yuck.
Oops. Yep. Can't do that.
Yeah, don't swallow a bottle cap.
July and August, the most popular months to move. Big cities grow faster than in the previous decade. That's according to the personal finance website Wallet Hub, who has come out with its report on 2017's best big cities in which to live. Wichita did not show up in the top 20.
Really?
Virginia Beach, Virginia got ranked number one. Seattle 2, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 3, San Diego 4, Colorado Springs rounding out the top 5. The Wichita did show up though. What did Wichita rank number 1 as? Wichita has the shortest average commute time. Woohoo! We're number 1. 17.7 minutes. And for a lot of us it's even shorter than that. If you live in town, it's shorter than that.
Yeah.
If you live out of the area, a little longer perhaps. Wichita, shortest average commute time in America, 17.7 minutes.
Nice.
That's 2.3 times shorter than if you live in the Big Apple in New York, which has the longest average commute time at about 40 minutes. That's an average.
Yeah, that's an average.
There are a lot of people that yeah. go way past that.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, obviously, if they live in town, they probably have one or two subway stops, you're there. If you live out in the burbs in New York, you are on that subway a long time.
Yeah.
Getting into work to and from every day. So there you go. Wichita does rank best at something. Turns out it's average commute time, shortest in the nation, according to that survey from Wallet Hub.
Nice.
Hey, there's a company in Harvey County that has made an out-of-state purchase. What might that be? Let's find out with editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal with an update. Bill?
Hello, Ted. Another acquisition for Bunting Magnetics. The Newton Company has purchased Global Magnetics of Florida. The purchase price was not released. The announcement comes after the January acquisition of Master Magnets Limited. Global was Master Magnetics' U.S. distributor. CEO and President Bob Bunting says the deals work together nicely for his company. The City of Wichita has awarded the Wichita Area Technical College a $150,000 community services grant. The funding will help WATC provide training for high-wage, high-demand jobs. Those include assembly mechanic, fabrication, and machining technology. The program will help workers get certification and industry credentials. If they finish the program, they're guaranteed a job interview. And Koch Business Solutions has opened its first Kansas City office. Took an unusual route for the company. It's located in a co-working space. The Koch subsidiary opened its office at Think Big Partners. They have 10 employees in Kansas City, but they say that number will probably grow. Koch Business had options, but it chose Kansas City because of its IT talent, according to IT manager Casey King. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. And that's good for that company in Newton to buying a place in Florida, getting a little acquisition. Yeah,
quite a couple of acquisitions there. It's very nice for them.
I noticed one of today's birthdays include comedian Ruth Buzzy, who is, see, you're laughing already.
An American gem right
she
there.
She is 81 years old today, and I'm sure you watched your share of Laugh-In.
Absolutely. I even had a Laugh-In sleeping bag. That's how much of a fan I was of Laugh-In.
Why can I picture you as a youngster, perhaps with a Dan Rowan mustache and a pipe,
right?
Heading to bed right. in your Laugh-In sleeping bag.
And my buddy, a sidekick Nick Martin type next to me, yeah.
And saying, sock it to me.
Here comes the judge.
Wow. Ruth Buzzy is 81. I always thought Joanne Worley was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you think about it, Ruth Buzzy at 81 now, she was a young woman when she had that character of a very old woman.
That's right. Yeah, she and Artie Johnson, now they're actually old.
Right.
But back then when they were, belting each other with the handbags and the umbrellas, they were youngsters back then.
Yep, absolutely. That's funny.
And here's another birthday. Robert Hayes is 70 today.
Oh, wow.
And we go back to the movie Airplane. When he played the pilot, Ted Stryker. There's another
He's
one.
He's got a drinking problem.
There's another one that is funny forever, that movie.
Absolutely.
Airplane. Robert Hayes is 70 today, and I'll throw in this one, too. How about Linda Carter is 66?
The original
and
Wonder Woman.
And I know
Woman.
You well, saw your share of Wonder Woman back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah. I watched that quite a bit.
I didn't miss an episode either.
I don't remember any of the storylines.
Lyle Wagner was in trouble and she comes to the rescue. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Thank you, Bill. Have a good day. That is Editor Bill Roy with a local business update at the Wichita Business Journal. 8:55 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
When you've got something special to say, how to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.